You know that Esther was David's combination. They had a beautiful family. Joanne, your name for Luna, Cal. Your brother was named for Sylvia. Your name for Moshe. And then, right? It must have been like, and then you're a sweet guy, don't worry. No matter what you say, you're still sweet. The mama thought of you that way. A lot of Moshe must have felt it. It's okay. And Luna is only one. I thought I'd do a little bit of history with you, if you don't mind. I think it's important. Because we live in Seattle, and we're sort of community in Seattle. We have two synagogues in Seattle. And we have a brotherhood in Seattle. And it's important to know the history. Solomon Cowell and Jack Olicar, I need you to come with you. They came over in 1902. Figure it out, you know how many years ago that is? About 109 years ago. 109 years ago. Then it's okay. A long time coming. And they came from a foreign country. They didn't know the people. They didn't know the language. They didn't know what to do. And I don't know exactly when words must have settled. I should not settle another show. But it was towards the beginning. And they were both very successful. But Hashem, the Lord, thank God, they were three successful people. Not knowing it. Solomon Cowell is the one that landed in Seattle in the place that they had water from the same place. Horace Muscatel, and he opened the dish for his family, you know, all the boys and the son-in-law, and he opened it, and they were successful, and they were happy. Horace Muscatel was in the United States. Who knew what real estate was in the United States, you know, those days, but he knew what he was doing for him and his family. And they were, I mean, they were just they helped us out in so many ways, we have no idea. I just want to tell you one thing that I learned from Solomon Cowell. And I used to be the rabbi, and he used to be seated in front of me. He used to bring one of his children, grandchildren all the time, and buy him an honor all the time. He loved his grandchildren so much, they came in. And, I need you. If I'm wrong with history, excuse me. But I used to want silence in the synagogue, you know, it was nice for praying to God. And after I asked once, he came up to me, and he stuttered a little bit, he was prayer, Rabbi. And he says, prayer is beautiful, but it doesn't have the taste if you don't talk, or you don't disturb others, so it doesn't have the taste. But you know, that's what it means, but you know, it's beautiful. And I just couldn't answer him. I did that, he got me there. And he raised these two beautiful families, and was it godsend? Or they couldn't help it. The two families, the Calvin family and the Muscatel family, they got together in marriage and in happiness. We could be together a lot. Families could be together a lot. So this is what happened in the beginning. And we came over in 1924, and family grew. And when you have a growing family, that's where I come in. And we served them, we blessed them. And now anybody that has a doubt about something, Talmud says it's a very big mitzvah to take away the doubt. And that's what I'm going to do now. God put man and woman on this earth, and each one presents to a child for embryo something. The bones of man, the white stuff, the lady, and God plays into the third part. And he goes into the nostrils, part of him, something that's what's called a neshama. Neshama means the breath, the life. And the neshama is purely spiritual. And all that happened at death was he's still perfect, but God is still awakening. And you know what he does with it? He takes a look. He has a book for everybody. And he looks at the book, and he saw it. And he says, my goodness. You know what he does with these people? He gives them the most beautiful spot in Gan Eden. And what happens in Gan Eden, the Neshama starts learning about the secrets of the world. God teaches them the secrets of the world. You know what God does with them, though? But 7 days of mourning is, then they make three stops. They come back. They stop at the weird side. They stop at the family. Go back to the other side. That's our tradition. So please stop for a moment. That's what happens. There. And then the bodies are here with us. So they come down. And you know, you can close your eyes. You can open your eyes and talk to her. And she listens. And we honor our fathers and mothers, and we do that. God puts points up there for us, no matter in life or in death. Because he created that neshama, that beautiful neshama, that beautiful soul. And he gave it a mission in life. He gave it something to do. And complete your mission, I'll take you back. And that's what she did with a beautiful, wonderful family. She came here. She completed the mission that was given to her by God, the beautiful neshama. And she's going and she's back. She's coming back. And a year after the year, then she stays. But one day a year, she comes back. So after that, she stays. And she enjoys, teach your life, total life, absolute life. Enjoy it. Because don't have any doubt. That's right. And my father told me, and that's a good source. Your father never tells a lie. And that's what Judaism stands for. Father never tells a lie. Your father, mother, everything. And Esther told you certain things. Absolute truth. Absolute. No kidding around. Even truth when she, she has a right to all you want, you know. It's a right that God gives her. She's father and a mother, and they're here, and the two families are so beautiful, meshed, and beautiful. And they come from Solomon and Calvo, S.C. The MNs, Moshe must have come. God bless you, your families, and you're carrying on the word, you're carrying on the mission of Mom, Esther, and David. So be bound up in the bond of eternal life. Amen.